Canmore. It all comes down to Game 7 in the Canmore Eagles' first-round playoff series after coming through in a must-win situation. Forward Kyle Young scored twice and the Eagles defeated the Camrose Kodiaks, 5-2, to fight off elimination on Sunday, March 13, at the Canmore Recreation Center. We knew it was do or die today, so we had to put everything out there and leave everything on the ice, regardless of the outcome, said Young, who also had an assist. Forwards Max Monet, Mitchell Watson, and Braden Plaszewski also scored for Canmore, and blueliner Dre Gardiner added two helpers. Goalie Andre Proctor Ramirez had 47 saves. Outside of Game 1, we've been a very hard-working, committed, and sacrificing team, said Andrew Milne, Eagles head coach and general manager. We worked all season to get to the point where we're at now, and I think guys are seeing that their efforts are being rewarded. It's fun hockey and it's exciting and the guys are in positions to be successful and they played hard. I give them a lot of credit. After winning Game 6 at home, the at Canmore Eagles headed to the rink next door to watch the final minutes of the U15 Eagles playing for a CAHL championship banner. Hashtag Canmore hashtag hockey hash playoffs at the ajhlpick.twitter.com/3stf9cubans, Jordan Small, at Jordy Small, March 14, 2022. In the first period, Eagles Dylan Bidyke's goal was waved off after goaltender interference was handed to the defenseman. But for a team that's struggled offensively this season and needed scoring wherever they could find it, you wouldn't have known it as the Eagles came out flying on Sunday. Monet and Young found the back of the net to take a 2-1 lead into intermission. In the second, Eagles forward Riley Decowney was tossed from the game after being slapped with a blow to the head penalty for a hit on Kodiak's Blake Condor. Condor went to the back under his own power and did not return. The league reviews all major penalties and Decowney's status for Tuesday's, March 15, Game 7 is currently undetermined. Decowney leads the Eagles offensively in the playoffs having scored 3 goals and 7 points. After the game, Milne spoke toward Decowney's game misconduct. It's an unfortunate circumstance for the Camrose player and you hate to see someone get injured, but I don't think Riley left his feet or moved his arms or raised his body, I just think it was simply the guy ran right into him, said Milne. Early in the third, with Canmore up 3-2, the Kodiaks pressured the hometown club. But it was Young's timely second goal of the game that gave some much-needed breathing room. Plaszewski then added an insurance marker to put the game on ice. The all-or-nothing Game 7 is Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. in Camrose to determine which club advances onto Round 2. I expect a hard, physical and fast game, said Young. Our goalie, Proctor Ramirez, has been outstanding this series. I expect it to just be a hard slug fest and I don't expect it to be a high-scoring game.